SpaceX is set to launch yet another of its rockets into space this Thursday. The Falcon 9 will lift off from Cape Canaveral on Thursday morning with the mission of sending an Asian communications satellite into orbit 22,000 miles above the equator. Although this mission is relatively routine, it comes as the company is getting a lot of attention for announcing its goal to go much farther and land a rocket on Mars. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk announced last week that he plans on accomplishing that within 2 years, which brings us to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Johanna Buya is senior editor at Recode. She joins us from San Francisco. Johanna, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And I mentioned the Falcon 9 rocket. This is exactly the kind of rocket that burst into flames. One of SpaceX rockets burst into flames. Has the company finally moved past that? And are there concerns about the rocket's ability to accomplish its mission?
I mean, as we've seen earlier this month, the Falcon 9 was able to be landed on sea. So that's a significant achievement for the company. And so the Falcon 9 mission on Thursday is by and large a routine mission. And from our point of view, it'll actually look a lot like Thursday's or earlier this month's mission, because it'll have to land on sea, given that it's going to be shot into at a high altitude Earth orbit. And so the probability that it'll land safely on land is much smaller, but it's also still very tricky to land on sea. So if they're able to pull that off, it's a pretty significant marker for the company, because it shows that they're able to launch a rocket to a high altitude, but also land it safely, which means that they can reuse those rockets, and that sort of cuts down on affordability and cost. So it is a pretty big test of the company's abilities.
And when you talk about affordability and cost, they are known for doing things, I guess, a little more cheaply than NASA would be spending on doing things. But do we know how much it actually costs them? Because they've been pretty quiet about how much these rocket launches cost.
Yeah, I mean, it is a privately held company, so they're not really obligated to tell us too much. But their website does have a lot of information. And according to SpaceX, the Falcon 9 launch is about $62 million. The Falcon Heavy launch, which would be the rocket that launches any spacecraft into Mars because it can carry a lot more mass, costs around $90 million. And relatively speaking, that's pretty affordable. The United Launch Alliance, which is a collaboration between Boeing and Lockheed, their low-end rocket costs about $164 million. So it's fairly affordable.
Well, you mentioned the mission to Mars. Tell us what we know at this point about that. They say they want to do that within 2 years, by 2018.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty bold plan, to say the very least. But basically, you know, they want the larger goal of SpaceX, the long-term goal, is not just to go to Mars. It's to go to Mars affordably and also help, and not just to basically check off a box that they've been to Mars. They want to help humanity kind of inhabit the planet. And part of that, an intrinsic part of that, is being able to prove that they can land heavy commercial payloads on the planet, because they, in order to bring humans there, they need to have supplies there. And so it's definitely a bold plan, but, you know, given Elon Musk's track record, I think that it's pretty much in line with sort of his plans and his business acumen.
Well, of course, they could save money if they do a manned mission by charging for checked luggage or, you know, for any food or drink that the astronaut gets while on board to keep the price down. But in this case, of course, we're not talking about a manned mission. This is an unmanned mission, which the U.S. NASA has already done several of those to Mars.
No, exactly. But the key to this is that they'll be using a propulsion engine, which NASA previously has never done. NASA's Mars rover mission used a pretty complicated landing process, and that's because they wanted to reduce the mass on the rocket. Elon Musk's operating theory is the Falcon Heavy will be able to carry more mass. And they're also using what they call a propulsion engine, which is sort of a fancy way of saying that the engines kind of slow down the spacecraft as it gets closer to the surface of Mars, which is necessary because Mars is density is about 1/100 of Earth's. And so there's nothing really to cushion that landing.
Is there any indication that SpaceX is going to have competition in this realm from other private space companies, including Blue Origin, Jeff Bezos' private space company? Are they going to try to go to Mars?
I mean, that's sort of the beauty of the free market, right? I mean, I think that most industries, but particularly the tech industry, almost to a fault, is driven a lot by competition. I mean, people like Jeff Bezos may probably see this as a reason to now be much more serious about their efforts to go to space, if that's really something that they want to do. But at the same time, they may take the wait-and-see approach and see how Elon Musk does and what he does and try to learn from his mistakes and mimic the things that work.
What else is SpaceX up to?
I mean, I think SpaceX's long-term goal is really to go to Mars. And so basically all the things that they're doing now, particularly the Falcon 9 launch on Thursday, is an example of them trying to, you know, make revenue and make money as they're achieving this long-term goal. But basically they're launching satellites into the air, trying to test out the capabilities of their rockets. But at the same time, they want to do, you know, the long-term goal, I think, is what they're really focusing on.
Get to Mars. And the long-term, not that long-term, not really that far away, just a couple of years. Johanna Booyah, senior editor at Recode, talking to us about SpaceX. They are, again, going to launch a rocket this Thursday and then hoping to get to Mars by 2018. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks very much.